Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:05 British Summer Time. Well, interesting day again here today, and these metals have really got hit. We saw that key reversal in copper and aluminium last night, and that has followed through pretty much into all of the metals. So, copper in the US is down 380 at the moment, is at 145.80, but it has been as low as 144.30. In the UK, on the LME, copper is currently trading at 3200, which is right at the bottom of the range it's traded at it since pretty much the beginning or the middle of February. We're really coming down now into the area which was the resistance, just underneath 3200 for pretty much all of 2004. So there's a good chance we're going to see some support coming in here, and the backwardation on copper is continuing to widen, just underlying that demand that's in the market there. I'll go through all of them. So tin is really looking quite weak now, having rallied up to the bottom of the range that it had traded in for such a long time, all the way through 2004. It's fallen off of that again. There is a bit of support there today at 8,000. It was below 8,000 earlier on. It could go to 7,000 though. There's all depending on whether it breaks that low at 7,800. Moving on to zinc, and zinc is probably the weakest of them because that is currently in a contango of about, let me see, 23 points. And that has just come straight down today. It's down 55, little bit of support at 1,300 round number. But that's broken the uptrend and broke at least broken the short-term uptrend, and in the longer term, because it had accelerated so much all the way through to the end of 2004, it's pretty much broken that one too. We'd really need to see an upper dynamic, at least of the scale that we've seen the downward dynamics over the last 6 or 7 weeks. That's two downward dynamics we've seen now, one today and one back on the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, and those are really, quite bearish signals. So we'd need a countermand dynamic to show us that this downtrend is now over. We haven't seen that. It could go quite a bit lower than it is now. Moving on to nickel. The nickel is it hasn't been actually that bad. It got down quite low in early trading. It was down as low as 14,850. But it's now at 15,200, so rallied up quite a lot. But it's still down 325 on the day, so still down quite a bit. But that's a bit of a tail on today's candle and a bit of a tail on yesterday's candle. So definite support coming in there at 15,000, and that's generally been quite a choppy market, excuse me, over the last sort of 6 or 7 months. But nickel is not by any means something to really panic out of. Just moving on to aluminium. Aluminium came down quite a lot today. It came down, it's at down 52 points at the moment, almost holding at 1900. It's at 1896 at present. But down 63 on the day. The low of the day was at 1889, so quite a bit below where it is at the moment. That is quite a significant downward dynamic following that key reversal yesterday. It could go a bit lower than it is now, but provided it doesn't break the progression of higher lows, we're still very much within the uptrend. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it came back to test the uptrend around the sort of 800, 1800 to 1850 level before we saw another move. And the last but not least would be lead in the industrial sector. Lead came down 23, so pretty close to the lows. The low of the day was at 9.58. It's currently sitting at 9.58 and a half. It's down 29 on the day. But lead has really been ranging along a very messy sort of pattern for the last 7 or 8 months. A lot of resistance at the 1,000 level. It was looking good the yesterday and the day before, when the front month of the daily price had gone well over 1,000, but that pulled right back. And now the daily price is 9.58 and the 3 month is at 9.33, so 25 point backwardation there. But this is all completely linked to the strength of the dollar, and the dollar does not look by any means that the dollar's rally is over. It's ranged around a lot today. It's been up and down. It's currently sitting almost exactly flat at 84.45 at present. This is really starting to look like a consolidation below the prior high, and we might well see it move upwards. If this does turn into a medium-term rally as opposed to a short-term rally, then that's going to put added pressure on the metals, and especially the precious metals. But the precious metals haven't really traded out of line with the dollar very much at all, whereas the industrial metals have. The industrial metals have been remarkably steady into this dollar rally, so they do have that little bit extra to fall if the dollar continues to strengthen. We haven't seen that yet, and it's not at all clear whether that's going to happen, but it is a possibility that we have to remain vigilant for. Of course, if the dollar decides to come back down again and test the bottom of the range, or maybe make a new low at 80, that would be very bullish for a lot of these metals. And since even after some of these very big falls, a lot of these metals, especially copper, is still very close to its all-time highs. And if the dollar were to weaken, then we would expect something like copper to move up quite well and probably make new highs and move into another up leg. But again, that's not something that we can really say is going to happen until we know what the dollar is doing, and at the moment the dollar doesn't really know what it's doing. Looking at the dollar yen, and that's at 107.36, so the yen strengthening a little bit after that really quite significant move we saw up from 104. But with the dollar index holding steady, that's really not a whole pile to panic about. I'll just quickly go through some of the other currencies. The Aussie dollar is up a little today. It's at 0.779 against the dollar. So that's looking like it's going to come into a little bit of resistance at 0.78, which was the lows prior to the high it made in March. That little bit of a range we saw between February and March. Just looking at the pound. And the pound was a little bit stronger in here today, but really not very much, and that is almost certainly trading in a range between 185 and 195. Just a quick look at the euro. And the euro is down a little today at 129. That has been down quite a bit lower. It's rallied up a bit. It's pretty much exactly where it opened today. So that's really just a consolidation. The euro is almost the exact inverse of the dollar index chart, where it's consolidating above the low that was made in February. So really, we can't really say what's going to happen there. Just a look now at the precious metals and gold. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Gold is currently sitting at 428.77, just underneath really 430. It's hit 430 three times in the last 3 days as intraday highs and come straight back from it. So a little bit of resistance there. But again, we're not going to see gold moving up into any kind of trend until we see that strengthened dollar relax a bit. I'll just pull up the silver chart, as I know a number of you are watching that. I'll go for the July contract because I think that's the one David is trading primarily at the moment. It's currently sitting at 7.26. So I know that David had sell orders in over 7.20, and he'll be looking to buy on any weakness. So, and I know that he has additional sell orders above the market, but silver is performing relatively well. It's well below the highs that we saw in March, and there is certainly a short-term uptrend in evidence. So in the short term, we might expect it to go that little bit higher. If we see a lower low creep in, then we might get a chance to buy it back that bit cheaper. Some of the soft commodities like wheat and corn are coming right back into their ranges. Wheat has definitely found some support around 320, that which was about the top of the range that of the base formation that had formed back in sort of December and January. So starting to come back into a buying range between sort of 300 and 320. And a quick look at corn. And corn is pretty much a similar story. It's come right back down. It didn't rally nearly as much as wheat had done, but it's right back to the lows that were at 210 on this July contract. And if I pull up the continuation chart, there should be a little bit of support there as well. And on the continuation, it's at 214. The lows were under 200; they're about 195. So it is coming back into a buying range. So these are something to keep an eye on for that first sort of dynamic. So that's pretty much it with the commodities. A lot of it is very much dollar related, and as soon as we see the dollar start, I'll reiterate, as soon as we see the dollar coming off, that'll be a buy opportunity for a lot of these commodities. Now look at the equity markets, and when I came in this morning, I really left out an expletive because I looked at the U.S. markets and where they'd closed, and I was like, oh my gosh, they must have moved a hell of a lot between when I recorded and when they closed. Because I remember when I recorded yesterday, they were down about 80 points and the Dow closed up 50. So that was quite a significant reversal from right at the bottom of the range, which is really where it needed to rally from. But it's down again today at some 72 at 10,434. That's 0.7 of a percent. And the Nasdaq is down over a percent. It's down 25 or 1.25% at 1980. Just waiting for that chart to pop up for me. So that really does make the Nasdaq a bit of a bottom feeder. It tested right at the bottom of the range yesterday when I was recording and rallied right up, but it's giving a lot of that up at the moment. And the Nasdaq, being a measure for the appetite for risk in the market, it's not at all encouraging. And that really does look like it's going down as opposed to up. I mean, when you have that kind of resistance at 2,000, and it really is having a lot of difficulty getting above that, that's not particularly good for the market at all. That is one of the signals that we identified as an ending signal for the stock market rally over the last 2 years, where the Nasdaq were to break down if the S&P broke down and we saw rising yields on the treasuries. Those would be the three signals that we're looking for an end to this fairly predictable stock market rally within the overall bear trend. The Nikkei was also down today. That was down 32 points, as was and the second section was fairly steady. It found a little bit of support at 11,600, but it does look like it's going to go down and test the low that we saw back in towards the end of March, around 11,500. So we're d it's not going to go through the definitely not going to go through 12,000 this time around, and we'll see whether it finds a little bit of support at 11,500. It may well go down to 11,200, at which case it would almost certainly be a buy. But at the moment, the emphasis is definitely on the downside. Australia was also down a little bit today, and that really does look like, even though it has found a little bit of support above 4,100, it doesn't look like it's going back to test those highs. I think the best we can hope for is that it ranges along in this sort of area. And the New Zealand exchange looks increasingly dead cattish. It's at 980 at the moment. I think Thailand was closed today, but I'll give you what happened in India. And that was up 3, which was well off the high. It's at 64, 67. So increasingly looking sort of rangy there. So the best stories really were in Europe. And almost all the markets were up in Europe with the BEL 20 in Belgium and the OMX making new highs. So that's another new high this week for the OMX in Sweden. And the CAC and DAX are both very close to their highs, really pressuring the top of the range that's developed over the last couple of months. The FTSE, let me just pull the chart up, is well off the highs, which were around 5,100. But it's not looking bad at all. So these European markets really are looking much better, and the Eastern Europeans, the emerging Europeans, are looking that little bit more racy, and they do look like that they're going to go back up, or they have a better chance at least of going back up to test the highs after what were fairly precipitous falls back in March. So that really leaves us just waiting to see what the US is going to do, because if the US continues in this weakness, and it is spending quite a long time at the bottom of this range, if it starts to break down, then that is going to be the writing on the wall, I think, for a lot of global markets. On the other hand, if it decides to bumble along or even rise a little bit over the next couple of weeks, that'll give a little bit more room to Europe to rally up, and some of those emerging markets could do relatively well. Some of the Latin American markets are doing really rather badly. Venezuela, in particular, has really broken down out of a range that it had traded in for about 9 months, and that is really presumably on the oil price, because well, they're a major exporter. But rather surprising that, because it had been so very steady and hadn't participated very much at all in the rally that a lot of those South American markets had participated in. The only one of them that's really going up is Colombia, and I don't know why. But Brazil and Mexico are both down today. Mexico is down only marginally 17 points, and Brazil is down 93 points. So those are still pretty much bouncing along the bottom. They have really unwound their overbought condition, so if they were going to rally, they do have the possibility to do it, but I think they are too closely tied to the US markets, and they're not going to rally until the US rallies, if it rallies. So that's just before I sign off, I better have a look at the bonds. And treasuries are at 216 at the moment. They did make a new high today and just briefly went over 13, but they're down about 9 points on the day at the moment. With that breakthrough 112, it does open the door to go up to 114. It's not at all clear yet as to whether it will or not, but it's not beyond the bounds of possibilities. The JGBs were also up just very marginally today, pretty much flat in the day, up 0.03% at 139.48. So coming into a little bit of resistance near the high that was set back in January at 140. But and I think increasingly looking like a short up here. I mean, the possible upside really is looking like just at 140, whereas there's quite a lot of downside. It could go back and test 138 or what, even 137. And the Bunds are up, they're up a quarter of a point to 119.65. That's sort of reaffirming that uptrend in the short term. It might be a little bit of resistance at 120, where there was resistance back in January. After that, it's 121 where the high is. And there's not a lot really holding that back apart from commonality in the other markets. Last but not least would be the gilts. Excuse me. I'm going to pull up the continuation chart. And the gilts are up 0.16, 110.31. Might be coming into a little bit of resistance at 111, but they've pretty much gone sideways for the last 3 or 4 days. So they may well rally, but I don't think they're a short up here. And David has moved wards in the hospital, and they're now putting on a vacu pack on his wound, which hopefully, I have no idea, neither does David, what a vacu pack is, but apparently it aids the body in getting rid of the infection, and he hopes to be out at the weekend, and was hoping to be out actually today, and I think he's getting a little bit frustrated at the slow pace of his recovery, because he is absolutely egging to get back to the markets. And with that, I will again thank you for your well wishes, as does David, and wish you a good night. And thank you.